So you're here again. You just want it too much, don't you? That feeling, that taboo, forbidden, naughty feeling, it's just too good to resist, huh? That forbidden desire that teases you back every single time. It's so illegal, so wrong, but you keep coming back for more and more like a drug addict, calling me again and again with the same need. And do you know what that tells me, my dear? That tells me that you are a pedophile, honey. You really are. Because if you were just simply like a taboo lover, maybe you like to get off sometimes to illegal fantasies, but no, it's not an occasional fix. It's something that you crave. Deep down inside, it lives inside of you. And the interesting part is that something inside of you is still trying to resist it. But every time you give in to it, you get so fucking hard. And the pleasure you get. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You get turned on by acknowledging it, that you really are a pedophile, even though you only give in moments like this. And you may tell yourself, I can go out in public. I see little girls, but I don't want them when I'm out in public. But when it's me and you, it's all you can think about, isn't it? Getting turned on by little girls, children, underage minors, kids. And just like right now, why don't you picture a little girl in your lap? A cute and innocent child. Let's say that she's 7 years old, your favorite little age. And she's just wearing tight little shorts, a loose top with thin little shoulder straps. She's relaxed, sitting in your lap, leaning back against you, something. Pretty innocent. Like perhaps you're watching TV together, watching cartoons because she's a child. But imagine looking down and you see the most slender legs, hairless and soft looking, her tiny, childish body. And just think, a pedophile like you, it would be a struggle not to grow hard, wouldn't it? You'd be checking her out, I know you would. She's just sitting there watching cartoons, being an innocent little girl. But you're checking out every curve of her body. Which there's not much curve, right? She's just 7 years old. And you feel yourself throbbing, twitching. You're feeling that cute little ass on top of your manhood. And I mean, she doesn't know what she's doing because, sweetie, she's 7 years old. She doesn't know that her cute little ass and her flat little chest and her slender legs would turn on a pedophile like you. I know that your hands would feel that urge to touch her skin. I bet they would start almost twitching with desire. Almost like you could just about like aggressively grope her, but you don't. But you want to. You want to touch her all over. You want to feel every inch of her body. I know you do. And there's this voice in your head that's telling you to stop, knowing how dangerous this is. It's illegal. It's wrong. It's forbidden. But you still have that one feeling inside, a slow burning desire for little girls. And giving in just a little, like just touching her a little, you know it would probably make you push your boundaries. And you'd talk yourself into going a little bit further each and every time. Maybe just resting your hand on her thigh. It looks so innocent, right? But that pedophile inside of you would want your hand to move up that thigh just a little bit more. You talk yourself into putting your hand on her shoulder, like around her back, making that thin strap of her tank top fall off her shoulder. And you'd look down and you could almost see inside of her shirt. Because I know that you want to touch that flat little chest. But if you, you know, gave in just a bit, this is what would happen. You'd keep going further and further until she was completely nude. And you have that struggle. Do I trust myself in front of a 7-year-old girl? I know the secret. I know your secret. I know that if she was in front of you completely naked, it would end up in passionate, aggressive fucking, because I know that person inside. I know what you crave. But, you know, maybe, you'd ask her if you could touch beneath her top. You know, a 7-year-old wouldn't really think much of it. If you started caressing her flat little tummy, the most adorable little belly button, reaching up towards her flat chest. That's the thing, you couldn't stop. If you touched her stomach, you know you'd be wanting to touch those flat little nipples. And then that would turn into kissing her neck, making out with her. You would not be able to stop yourself, and you know it. I'm here to prove that to you. I know that you think about these things when you stroke that cock of yours. I know that it's something that it's like a virus that's entered your mind that you can't get rid of. There's no vaccination, honey. Just give in. Because you're a pedophile. A pedophile that wants to fuck a young little girl. Not a teenager. No, No, you want to fuck a 7-year-old. 7 years old. Like, for real. Absolutely, you want to fuck a child. Let me prove it to you some more, sweetie. Let's do a little exercise, shall we? Repeat after me, because there's freedom in saying things out loud. And you're going to do it. Repeat after me. I am a pedophile. Doesn't that feel good to say it out loud? Admitting to yourself, putting out in the world what you really, really are. Say it again. I am a pedophile. Good. Now, repeat after me. I want to have sex with a 6-year-old. Did you like how I brought your age down a little bit? Because, honey, I know you want to have sex with a little girl as young as 6. And I wouldn't be a good accomplice if I'm not pushing you to where you want to go. I already know what's good for you. You know what's good for you. Tell me again. I want to have sex with a little girl. Tell me. Doesn't it feel good being a sick fuck? I know it does. I bet you're throbbing. I'm going to make you throb a little bit more. And you got to promise me you're going to repeat after me. Here we go. I want to push my cock inside a child's tight pussy. Say it. I want to push my cock inside of a child's tight pussy. I know that had to give you some throbs, admitting what you really, really want to do. You need more, don't you? You want more. And I know which words you like, which words you crave, which ones live inside of your cock and feel the best. Because pedophiles like you get triggered by hearing it. Words like child pussy. Say it, child pussy. Or underage. Pedophile sex. Child sex. Molesting little girls. Rape. Such a lovely word. And I think I know you're a little scared of that, aren't you? But it's okay. Just listen to the way it comes out of my mouth. Say it yourself. How your lips smack together when you say the word. Rape. Rape. Child. Rape. You love how good I make you feel. I know I do. I know I make you feel the best. And it feels so much real when you have been saying it with me, right? Having you imagine things so realistically. And here's some more words that I know that you love. Are you ready for this? Because I know your pedophile cock is going to throb so fucking hard. Just listen. You young little girls. You know how wrong this is. You know how illegal this is. But you can't stop yourself, can you? You're stroking your cock right now. You really, really are a pedophile. A depraved man who gets turned on by little girls. Coming to the idea of fucking a child. Fucking a little girl with a flat chest. Grunting with each thrust. I bet. Those tiny little nipples would make you go wild with lust, wouldn't they? Almost like pushing a button that really turns a man into a pedophile beast. I can imagine you, your face down, sucking on them, sucking on a six-year-old child's little nipples while you're fucking her. Imagine it. I want you to really, really make that mind movie in your head. Make it happen. And now I'll paint the picture for you. A six-year-old girl underneath you, you're knelt right between her legs, and she's completely nude. And you look down, you see a beautiful face, adorable. You want to have sex with her, don't you? I know you do. Do you see that little mound and those puffy little lips just sitting there like a flower waiting to bloom from your cock? Would you tease her little baby clit with your fingers? Would you rub it like you would rub a woman's clit, but she's 6 years old? Would you take your cock and split that child's pussy open, finding her whole, rubbing her little clit still as you push deeper into a six-year-old child, easing her into it? You'd be so slow at first, I know you would. Slow and steady. But you know, I know that you wouldn't stay that slow. But you'd enjoy it at first. And sooner or later, in your perfect mind's eye, her body begins to accept a thrusting adult cock and actually feels good. Even though since she's 6, she doesn't fucking understand. She thinks she just pees from there. She doesn't know that that hole is one of the most forbidden, lusted after holes. And I bet as you're hovered over her tiny little body, you'd soothe her, like run your fingers across her face, smiling at her, whispering to her that she's such a good girl. You're being such a big girl. And you'd also say things like, she's such a pretty pretty little girl. And you'd be telling yourself in your mind, so pretty that I just couldn't fucking help myself. I needed to fuck such a pretty little 6-year-old. But you'd make her feel like she was a princess. Like she was wanted and loved. Are you still imagining it? Are you still imagining the look on her face when you tell her she's being such a big girl and she's a little proud of herself? And I want you to repeat after me, because I think this is important for you to hear yourself say. Repeat after me. I love fucking children. Say it. Don't be shy. I love fucking children. I know you do. I know you love the idea of fucking children. 6 years old. But let's go back to our mind movie. You're a little child's lover. You're going to tell her. Well, you're really manipulating her. Because she's 6 years old. She doesn't know any better. She can't really think for herself yet. Face it, children are kind of dumb. So you have to implant things in their head. And you tell her, I promise, baby girl, it's going to feel good soon. Just relax, breathe. As your cock is forcing deeper and deeper into a 6-year-old. And then you also tell her, you can't tell anyone about this, princess. This is our little secret. Be a big girl and keep our secrets. And you can't stop looking down at her naked, nude child's body. That cute, angelic face. And she's trying so hard to be a big girl and take it. As you keep thrusting into her. Your big, muscular adult body. Thrusting in such a tiny, tiny little frame. And I bet you're super deep inside of that child, aren't you? And you go back to sucking on those flat nipples because you're a pedophile. Pedophiles love flat chests. Can you hear her in this mind movie too? Can you hear her whimpering? But it doesn't sound like she's feeling too much pain, right? I mean, she's practically moaning. Look at her face, too. Look at her face. Is she blushing? Is her little child pussy getting wet from you fucking it? Is her little body lubricating from rape? That's so fucking depraved. But that's what you like, isn't it? Huh? You love picturing things like that. Fucking little 6-year-olds. Do I make it feel real inside your mind, honey? Visualizing depraved, forbidden child sex. All you gotta do is keep that hand around your cock, close your eyes, and listen. Because I'm gonna give you more of what you need. Ready to visualize this? All right. Imagine yourself on top of that same little girl, naked little body. And you grab a hold of her cute little bubble butt. It's so small and firm in your hands. But you reach underneath her little bottom so you can grope it with both of your hands. And you pull her in towards you so you can really, really force yourself in. As deep as a pedophile can go inside of a child. Imagine that feeling. Squeeze really hard around your cock right now. Imagine that feeling of pulling a child's body deeper onto your cock. Feeling that intense pleasure that only a child's tight little pussy can give. And you reach down and you see those goddamn beautiful little pussy lips just taking your cock. And you're watching your adult cock disappear into a child's body. Fucking a child, having sex with a six-year-old, watching your cock split those puffy, bald lips apart. But you know what I see in this mind movie? You may not be trying to picture this, but I see an adult man lost in pleasure, just completely fucking lost, full of lust, growing animalistic with every thrust. Because I know you want to fuck her deeper. I know you want to really, really fucking pound into her. You want to go impossibly deep, even rearranging her body just for your violating cock. Thrusting in and out of her young, childish, six-year-old body. Now really try to picture yourself holding on to such a tiny little frame, your hands gripping against that firm little bottom, unable to stop yourself. There's no stopping a man like you once you're deep inside of that child pussy. You're too far gone to turn back. You don't want to turn back. You're actually fucking a child, a fucking six-year-old, and you're loving every second of it. I know you are. You should be ashamed, right? Normal people would try to envision this and be disgusted and be like, no, I don't want to do that. Not you. No, you want more. You feel no shame of how much you want to fuck a six-year-old. You know how good it would feel. You know how tight that little hole would feel. You love it regardless of how wrong it is. Knowing how wrong it is actually just fuels you. Makes you go harder and more depraved. I bet that a part of you wants to feel horrible about it. Imagining all this with a child. But the pleasure would be too fucking intense. And me? I'm not letting you walk away from this. No. You're going further, deeper. Because I know it's what you want, my love. You fucking a child. Thrusting your throbbing cock into her bald little pussy. And your cock looking so big. Imagine that. Imagine how fucking large your cock would look entering that tiny itty bitty hole. Hmm. Do you want more? I know you do. I know you do want more. You can't get enough of this. So, like we've done before, you just relax and let me take care of your secret pedophile needs. And I just want you to know that I love holding your secret. The secret that you want to roughly fuck children. So I want you to think of a scenario. Let's think together. A realistic situation that you can imagine yourself in, where you get the opportunity to fuck a child for real. Something realistic, like maybe it's a mother, a naughty, naughty mommy that lets you have her daughter. Or is it a cute, innocent orphan that you come across? Like, that could happen in Venezuela or the Ukraine. Or maybe it's a girlfriend's daughter that unknowingly teases you to your breaking point. And let me tell you, it wouldn't take long to break you. Or maybe you're in an Asian brothel that specializes in petite, young, little girls. Even girls of the age you like. Because I know you prefer them really young. You love to say 7, because I think it makes you feel better. But I know that 6-year-old is your favorite, you sick fuck. Oh, I know you're still hard thinking about all these scenarios, and you're so, so bad, my naughty pedophile. But that's why you love me so much, because you know that I'll paint whatever picture that you want and crave. So, do you want to experience any of those scenarios with me? Are we going to fuck, or are you going to fuck someone's daughter with a naughty mommy accomplice? Or are you going to fuck some helpless little girl in, you know, a poor part of the country where she has no parents, but she does have you, a sick child fucker that'll groom and train her to the little girl that he wants and craves? Or are you going to Asia, where you fuck cum-hungry little Asian whores that know how to milk adult men's cock? What's it going to be? What does my pedophile mostly want to envision? I say it's the cute little innocent orphan. I think it's the most realistic and makes sense, because you can manipulate and mind fuck her into being what you want her to be. And who's she going to tell? My kitty fucker. She's not going to tell anyone. So imagine the sweetest, cutest little girl. She's starving. You fed her. You're practically like her new daddy in a way. She looks at you like you protect her. But at night, you molest her. It all started with molesting. You just studying her body. You didn't want to make her scared, right? You didn't want her to run away from you. So just started with mindless. is rubbing and groping. You jerking off while she's sleeping and you're checking out her hot little body. But you know what? I can imagine you getting to the point where every time you come home, she immediately undresses and meets you in the bedroom, her on her back with her legs open and spread, ready for her daily fucking. It's almost like getting a daily meal, but she's getting your cock daily. And you've, you know, trained that little 6-year-old pussy so well that you can just ease right into that tight hole when you want to. And you've got her trained to where you can really fuck the way you want, you know, go real hard and deep. And she still really struggles with it, but she's such a good girl. She loves the attention. She loves being fed every day your cock deep inside. And you've taught her that your cum is really just proof that you love her. Proof that she did a good job. Proof that she's a good girl. This 6-year-old understanding that your cum loads on or in her body are normal. You've normalized your cum loads to be something of love and care. And you love to come inside of her 6-year-old pussy. Because remember, this all started with you being obsessed with fucking children. And now you've got your own little sex slave. No mommy or daddy. Just a girl you've groomed and trained to be your little cum dump. Your sex slave. And she's content. She loves being told she's a good girl for milking your cock dry. She loves going to bed, feeling your load just ooze out of her little hole. It makes her feel like she's at home because you've normalized child sex with her. You've normalized coming inside a 6-year-old pussy. This is your ultimate dream, a little girl to keep as your little cock doll. A girl to fuck deeply and as hard as you want to every single day. A girl that gets so cum drunk from your cum. A girl that offers you her body every day and she's not even a preteen, full preteen yet.